another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week for the past 2 years, we've just been sitting in my bed and having a conversation about something we want to talk about. And this week, we're going to talk about different types of frustration and how I solve them.
Are you frustrated that you've had a stuffy nose for a while?
Yes.
And you solve that just by blowing your nose all the time?
By blowing my nose. And the best way to solve it is...
Is there something in your teeth?
Yeah. And the best way to solve that is just to take medicine and...
keep blowing your nose.
Keep blowing your nose.
All right. So this week you were explaining something to me about something that was frustrating you in the class. I don't remember the exact example, but you said, I get frustrated very easily. And I said to you, well, you handle it well because you handle things pretty calmly and directly. And then when thinking about a topic for the podcast, I thought that this was a good one. So, and I think a lot of other kids your age, 8 years old, third grade, can relate to these things. So give me an example of something that frustrates you in the classroom.
This is something that frustrates me because people don't know this. Is that if someone's sitting this close to you on the rug, you won't ask them to move over. So like, can you please move over? They'll move over this much, like half a centimeter. And I'm like, I need a little more space. Then they'll move over this much. And then it's like, and then they'll move over this much. So it's like when I do it, I'll go like, can you ask me? I'll go like this.
To give someone
then,
a lot of space.
Yeah. Is this enough space?
But then you ask that person, is this enough?
Right.
Good. Okay.
But it's like, you don't move half a centimeter. That really bothers me.
So then how do you handle that?
I try, I'll like, could you please move over like a chunk of space because this is just a little close.
Okay.
And then if they still just move over half a centimeter.
Speak up.
And then if they still just move half a centimeter, I'll just hopefully let that go.
Okay. So it's picking your battles.
We'll try to move over that.
And see if you can move over a little
right.
bit. Yeah. Give me something else.
When you come back from the classroom after an activity and no one's pushed in any of their chairs.
So,
we have very tight spaces.
And you have 33 kids in the class.
And we have 33 kids in the class, so 33 chairs. And it's like this skinny, so if this is pushed out and this is a chair, it's going to go slam in. And that just causes a lot of traffic of moving.
And then slows things down, and then you're like,
yeah, and then someone just slides into that seat, and you're like, really?
So someone slides into their seat.
And then
it's like if on the airplane, if all the aisle seats boarded first, and then you'd have to go in
right.
past people.
And then it's like, really?
So what's the solution?
And then I'm like, the thing is push. Just make sure you push into your chair. Like,
so when you are leaving the classroom,
just push it.
The teacher should stop. Look.
Like she'll say, make sure you push in your chair sometimes.
But that doesn't happen.
You just have to know.
Okay. What about other things with, and we never mention names or anything here, but something that might frustrate you with a friend or maybe at recess?
I get frustrated. Like, let's say I'm not involved in this. I get frustrated when at recess, like if it's like a game or something, people just are all, we never get to the game because they're just arguing too much about the small things. Bothers me if people argue about the small things.
So,
like, who gets,
give an example.
Like, this happens all the time now. And like, I know a bunch of my friends do this. If we're playing like family,
mm-hmm.
and someone wants to be like the big sister, but then someone else wants to be, they'll argue. And then when someone mentions, what about your twins? They'll just argue, and that basically just gets you involved.
And then there's no time for the game.
And then there's no time for the game.
So, how do you handle that?
Really, I just... So, this is my way of handling that. try to think of a compromise. Like, you could be twins.
Mm-hmm.
Try to think of it, but when you're saying it to them, try to say it in a calm way. Try not to say it like, guys, you stop, like, stop. You could just be twins. Like, try to say it like, I think, or you could say, I have a solution that I think you both might like. What mm-hmm. about your twins? Like, try to say it in a calm way so it doesn't look like, oh, yeah,
She's telling us what to do. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she has maybe a smart solution that we can fix this problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't make sense. Like, you're just wasting all your recess time on this silly thing. Like,
I think I would get to the point where if a group started arguing or two kids started arguing, I would just say, all right, I'm out. I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do something else.
I usually, like, I'll try to say stuff, and then it's just like,
it's disappointing because that's what you want to play. But how about, could you make a rule in the beginning? All right, we're all going to rotate throughout the week if we play. We're all going to rotate roles so that there is no arguing and that we actually all get to play this game all the time.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Yeah, maybe even make a chart.
Yeah, because
of the people who are playing on Monday, and then maybe you have open spots for other people that want to come in and play.
Right, because it just doesn't make sense that you're wasting all your recess time arguing on this small thing.
Mm-hmm. You can almost make a clock, and each day everybody rotates one number around to a different role, something like that. Okay, yeah. So just so that everybody can do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about when it comes to, I know we've talked about it before with friendships and things that might get you frustrated when friends or just other people in the class aren't acting the way that you would handle certain things. Like expectations of people.
Expectations?
Of your friends, yeah.
My friends? That's something that really that gets me frustrated easily. Because I set expectations, and most people do, of the way that they act. And they'll just set an expectation for people that way.
So setting an expectation of that you expect to be treated the way that you would treat somebody.
Right.
Which is a fair expectation.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And like that the way that you're treating them is the way that they should be treating you.
Mm-hmm. Like friendships are a two-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
And usually, like, if that doesn't happen, but also, it depends on what happens.
Okay.
Like, if we just, okay, we're not always going to agree on stuff.
Sure, of course.
But if it's, like, we're playing 5 days of recess and we can't agree on one thing, that's just, like, it shows, like, we can't really agree on something.
Yeah, but like, also maybe not just on the agreement part, but maybe you see how someone else treats another person or
right.
drags you into an argument
or if they're always asking for my advice on stuff that's not even my problems.
Yeah. So take me through that. So because it's good that people want to come to you because that means they trust your
right.
advice. But if they come to you, so say two people are having an argument, one person comes to you and asks for your advice, and then you give them some advice, and then if that person goes back to the other person and says, well, Eden said, then that involves you, and then you get in trouble. And that's not how you handle that.
Right.
You just, that person who you gave advice to should go back and say, well, how about this? And leave you out of it.
Usually what I'll say is I'll try to offer my advice, but it also depends on how they ask me. If they ask me, here, I'm in an argument, and I really don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might have an idea. Could you help me? I'm like, that's something that I'll say sure to.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like, Eden, I'm in an argument, like, with this person, come and help me. Like, I can't come. I can offer you some advice. And then they're just like, come on, like, I can't.
No, because once you physically put yourself in that position, now you're involved.
Right.
Yes.
But also, I'll usually say, like, if they ask for advice, I'll say, I'll give you advice, but if you use this, don't say, put it in your own words. Don't just say, like, Eden said.
Oh, okay. So similar to what I said before. Okay. Yeah. And it's, I think it's easy to be disappointed by people.
It is.
And I think, I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast or not, but you have high expectations of people.
Yes.
And so do I.
Right.
And so does mom. And I never want to tell you, lower your expectations of people, because I want you to surround yourselves with people who deserve to be surrounding themselves with you.
Right.
I just don't want you to be consistently disappointed, but you might hit some of those stretches in life where you're disappointed more often than not, but you will find the people that you accept, that they accept you, and that don't let you down.
Right.
But also there's a fine line between, all right, just one time maybe someone let you down, and then giving them another chance.
Yeah.
And not just writing somebody off, but making sure that, all right, well, maybe they let you down by breaking your trust. So maybe you don't trust them with, maybe you trust them with something very, very small the next time, just to see what happens.
Right.
And go about it that way.
But I'll usually, like, if they upset me a bunch of times in a week, that's when I can start thinking about stuff. But if it's just like, but if they got me upset once.
Yeah.
Like.
You gotta give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And what else on your mind with this? On how to handle frustration? Like any calming methods?
This is an overall tip. And this doesn't just work for frustration. This can work for a bunch of things. But especially for frustration. Step back. Just count to 10. Just breathe. And just think about what happened.
Because
usually the best way to deal with frustration is not to respond right away.
That's a good point.
Because usually, if you respond right away, or a lot of times when you respond away when you're really frustrated, you're not always going to really mean what you really said.
Great point.
You're going to say something that you don't mean, and that you're just going to get the other person more frustrated.
Yep.
Stop, think, and then say something that you actually mean, but that is not going to upset them. Then you can say. But don't just say something right away that you might not mean.
Think about what they say, or think about what this other person has done. Step back 10 seconds, and while you count to 10, really thinking, all right, is this worth my energy? Should I just walk away? Should I respond? How should I respond? Respond calmly in most instances. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm proud of you. Love you.
Love you.